we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
February 11th through the 14th, DSC's Convention and Sporting Expo, Reflections. You've never had this much fun raising money for conservation. BigGame.org.
Hey, it's my favorite part of the week when we get together in this old camp house at DSC's Kender Outdoors. Welcome back. Good to have you here. Front door to the camp house is brought to you by Fortiflora from Purina Veterinary Diets. Fortiflora is America's number one canine probiotic. Safe enough for weaning puppies. Perfect for the dog with chronic GI upset. Learn more about Fortiflora when you come see me at kinderoutdoors.com. Pour yourself a hot cup of coffee and make yourself at home. You're in camp with us at DSC's Kender Outdoors. There are about 8.5 million first-time, brand-new gun owners in North America, and the United States, actually, from this past year, and more arriving every day. So I thought it might be really smart for us to talk about guns a little bit today and some things that are important to gun owners, like the NRA. 150 years of protecting our Second Amendment so that we can be a gun owner. Lieutenant Colonel Willis Lee is the second vice president of the NRA, and he's going to join us to talk about that bankruptcy news that came out a couple of weeks ago. Hey, it's really good news for our Second Amendment. He's coming up. If you are a new gun owner, you need to be smart and talk to the folks at U.S. Law Shield. We'll learn more about that. Dave Workman with the Second Amendment Foundation. They do good work on our behalf as gun owners, and we're going to be visiting with Dave. And safe gun storage is a must. Neil Davies with Hornady is a pro. He's going to talk to us about some great gun storage, safe storage options for home, the car, wherever. But on our way to the gun range, we're going to make a quick stop at Lake Sam Rayburn. Big Sam. It just keeps pumping them out. Travis Moore was fishing a Bass Champs tournament down there 2 weeks ago when he caught the first Texas Sharelunker of the year. 13.44, that's a bunch of bass. I love it. Travis said this was one of the best days of my life. He's caught some 12s, a handful of 10s, but this was his first 13-plus pound bass. Sharelunker number 586. She's at the Texas Freshwater Fishery Center in Athens now, where biologists are attempting to spawn her to make bigger, better bass to stock in and enhance fishing all across Texas. Congratulations, Travis. That's awesome, man. Hey, we're going to try to get in touch with him and see what a pig on a rope actually feels like before the show's over today. Hey, I got a note from my friend Joe Opager with Major League Fishing earlier this week. Said, Billy, remind everybody that Major League Fishing's World Championship is on the air Sunday afternoon. CBS. 16 MLF pro anglers culminating the 2020 Cup season and competing for 100 grand tomorrow afternoon. Recorded over 6 days in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and broken down to a one-hour broadcast, 1 until 2 Eastern Time, tomorrow, Sunday, January 24th, CBS. Hey, if you'd like to turkey hunt, but you don't know where to start, or if you're a avid turkey hunter and just like to see cool video, great video, well, I've got one for you. KinderOutdoors.com. It comes from our friends in Colorado at the Parks and Wildlife Department there. Click on the video, Living the Wildlife with Turkeys. It's an awesome, short, and accurate education on wild turkeys. Hey, thanks, Deborah Freeman, for the note from Lake City, Florida. Billy, I'm not a hunter or a sports person. However, I often listen to your program for the sheer joy of hearing people who appreciate God and country. I heard you say that social media will not be used by your organization. Amen to that. Keep up the good work. Hey, thank you for the encouraging note, Deborah. And Kenneth Rossi, Springfield, Illinois, says, love your program Saturday mornings. I don't hunt or fish like I did when I was younger, but you and your guests make me appreciate those that can and do enjoy the outdoors. Kenneth, go buy yourself a fishing pole today. Thank you for taking the time to send a note. We appreciate you. My friend Anthony Pace, God bless him and all of the Freedom Hunters, volunteers. They've been hard at it serving those who served us in the United States military. They take them on great trips that rehabilitate mind, body, and spirit. Check them out on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. Three women warriors and 14 servicemen from seven different states taking in a great goose hunt. Take a look at Brett's first buck from Northern Virginia. And Freedom Hunters partnered with Patriot Hunter Apparel, hosting four warriors for Colorado waterfowl and upland birds. They're all on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com, honoring our nation's finest. Also got a note from old Grady Hathaway out in East Texas this week. He sent a bunch of pictures, too. He and his buddy Cody Wayne Smith jumped in their kayaks, went out on a private pond, and hammered those big, fat, black crappie. He did not give me any GPS coordinates. Calming Care is the product that I've been talking about that very gently and safely over time settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, the one that freaks out during a thunderstorm. Calming Care. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hey everybody, it's Bassmaster Elite Angler Keith Combs. And when I'm not in a great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Come on, Kinder. I told you to town on spinnerbait. What are you thinking, man?
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair-weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. joshuacreek.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
That view from the porch is pretty awesome this time of year. Let's sit and visit a while at Kander Outdoors with the Dallas Safari Club.
Is it important to you to have your voice heard on important conservation matters? Do you look at the anti-hunting, anti-gun ownership people on the news and get frustrated? Why don't you consider joining forces with one of the most powerful, true conservation and pro-shooting sports-minded groups anywhere? DSC welcomes you at biggame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder, host of DSC's Kinder Outdoors. Thank you for joining us around our campfire today. Greatly appreciate that. And one way for you to kind of explore and get to know Dallas Safari Club a little bit better, find out what we're all about, is our upcoming convention. It's all online and virtual this year, and it's over the top. You're going to just have a great time. You can, from wherever you are in the world, bid on incredible, one-of-a-kind auction items. Participate in everything that DSC Reflections, the 2021 Convention and Sporting Expo, has to offer. Big Game, biggame.org is the website. Or if you're already visiting us at kinderoutdoors.com, just click on the tab there and it'll direct you to everything DSC Convention, including how to get signed up to bid on those incredible silent and live auction items. Conservation doesn't stop for China virus, change in administration, or any other reason. Therefore, the good work for conservation must march on as well, and the dollars raised at DSC Convention and Expo do just that. Let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and travel to the great state of Virginia and welcome Lieutenant Colonel Willis Lee, second vice president of the NRA, to the camp house. Hey, I tell you what, it is a true honor, Willis, to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Billy, it's great to be with the Kinder Outdoors family. We appreciate you having us on here.
You betcha. Hey, I want to get right to the heart of the matter and that scary word, bankruptcy. We've got a lot on our minds these days as conservative, patriots, America-loving individuals. With all that's going on in our country. And then we heard this news last week, and it's a little scary. Tell me about my membership with the National Rifle Association. Is it in jeopardy? Is it gone? Or is it in good shape?
You're going to like this, and all of your listeners are going to like this. We fully support Wayne LaPierre's decision to pull the trigger, no pun intended, on Project Freedom. It's our ability to dump a toxic environment in New York and reincorporate in Texas. Our programs, and that's what's most important to our members, our programs and their membership, no change. In fact, it'll probably be better. We have the best in business programs in firearms education, training, and safety, accepted nationally and in all 50 states. That will stay the same, probably get better. 100,000 instructors that we have across the nation will never even notice the difference in this. It's a legal move to get us out of New York and the tyranny that we're seeing there against conservatives, and in particular the Second Amendment. For hunting, our hunters' education programs and certification and training No change. Billy, we are on track.
Awesome. That is wonderful to hear. Just so that everyone understands and there are no questions, if you're an NRA member, you were before, you still are, and you're going to be. If you're not, if you're one of the 8.5 million brand new gun owners in North America, the first call you need to make is to the NRA to get your membership to support these folks, because the work of the NRA right now, Willis, is probably as important, if not more, than at any point in history, and that's no stretch.
This is no longer a fight just for the Second Amendment and for the NRA. This is a fight for freedom. So we're all in it. We expect our members to be. We've had 100,000 new members join since January 1st of this year. So with
wow.
you, Billy, I'm encouraging folks, join NRA, join your local Second Amendment organization. Go to NRA.org for hunting and outdoors information, but in particular on this action, which is a restructuring. That is what it is, a restructuring. Go to NRAforward.org and sign up for email alerts in case some group out there tries to censor the NRA like they're censoring other conservatives.
Yeah, this new administration in Washington, D.C., has made it no secret that they intend to come after me, the legal gun owner, and strip me of my rights. It's a fight coming, Willis, like we've not seen before. And I know that the NRA is not sitting idly by and just waiting for the first punch to land. You're preparing for that, aren't we?
This is part why we took this action. We were being hindered. We were being slowed down in New York, and it was time to get out of there so that we can bring our full weight and power across the nation. And we've done so in elections and legislatures and in legislation as we go forward. So we're hoping this will be a great year for us, even with this terribly tyrannic administration coming in. And we'll see all our members and friends and guests in Houston this September for our 150th anniversary of the NRA. This year, I'm celebrating the next 150 years of defending freedom.
I like that. I like that plan. When are the plans to physically move to Texas?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, and I can give you a very definitive, we may move. Right now, we're taking a look at it. Billy, we've got a special committee organized. Our headquarters actually is not in New York. It's in Northern Virginia. We have recently received, as you all saw, 16, 17 states' attorney generals who supported our effort against the tyrannical New York in the lawsuit, and they each invited us to their state. So we're not turning a blind eye to that. We're looking at all of them. We're talking to about five states now. We may move. We may just move part of our operation. But right now, that's we've got that on the back burner as we move through this process of restructuring.
Once again, just to reiterate to everyone, because you're only going to hear negative news from mainstream media, and they're going to make it sound like the NRA is going away, the NRA is weakened. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that your money, your membership is no good. It is sound. The NRA is financially sound. Your membership is sound. And, hey, they're still continuing the fight that's been so important for so long. Willis, I think a lot of people probably don't know, especially new gun owners, just how long the NRA has been around.
We incorporated in New York, which was a gun-friendly state back in 1871. So this is our 150th year. Interesting that we're making this move, and it's an important move. But I'll tell you, Billy, this is what we like to coin. The NRA is a name. The National Rifle Association is 5 million members strong. 20 million more think they're members. Maybe they're lapsed or otherwise. And every supportive 120 million firearms owners out there need to be in here and be in this fight, because this is a fight for freedom in addition to the fight for the Second Amendment and for the NRA.
Willis, are they leaving the NRA alone online? I can't imagine that that would be true, that they're just letting us, you know, continue business as usual. Have we seen anything there yet?
We have, and they've been pounding us, you know, just in the Second Amendment community, as you know. They took down ARF.com. They've affected at least several of our NRA board members and either taken them off of Facebook or restricted their ability to post and otherwise. So they're out there. They're coming for us. It's no different than we're seeing in the conservative world, and we'll have to fight that. And that's why I say sign up for email alerts with all your organizations so that we can reach you when they start taking us off of their social media platforms.
Extremely good point. Lieutenant Colonel Willis Lee, Second Vice President of the National Rifle Association of America. God bless you for your hard work. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for the time.
God bless you, Billy.
He does, with every breath I take. Hey, this corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Calming Care. It's a terrific product that's, hey, only been around for a couple of years now. It's developed with the overactive dog in mind. You love him, but boy, is he obnoxious. Won't stop jumping on you or your guests. Calming Care, gently and safely over time, settles that overactive dog. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com about Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Listen, if you're a gun owner, safe storage around the house, very important. We're going to talk about it with my friend Neil Davies from Hornady when I come back from the coffee pot.
I'm Tim Dankliff with Safari Classics and Chifuti Safaris. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Toxie Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with #2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife,
Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at northernskyoutfitters.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
There are plenty of fish in the creek behind the camp house. Feel free to take a ride down from the wall and catch a few. Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
When a young lady takes her first doe and feeds her family with it, or a teenage boy smiles about his catch of crappie, they probably don't think of us at DSC, but we're there. Conserving, preserving, and teaching. We are the DSC. BigGame.org.
We'd sure love to hear from you. KinderOutdoors.com, K-I-N-D-E-R, KinderOutdoors.com. Let us know where and how you listen. Hey, I want to tip my hat again to the folks at Joshua Creek Ranch, Joe and Ann Kirchival, and all of the crew down there, Kevin. We had just such a magnificent time. We do every time we go. And very shortly, my Axis deer will return from the processor, and we will celebrate with God's great protein on the table, as good as it gets. I was so very impressed with their battle against COVID down there. They're going to keep you very safe. You can relax, have peace of mind when you hunt or visit or just have a meal at Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Grand Island, Nebraska, the home of Hornady Ammunition, one of the world's largest ammo manufacturers, and I'm going to talk about ammo with my friend Neil Davies a little bit from Hornady. But Neil, welcome to the show. I want to talk to you about safe storage of our guns today, because, man, a lot of new gun owners, and that's really important. Welcome to the show. I always enjoy my visits with you, Neil.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me, Billy.
You bet. 8.5 million new gun owners in the United States this year, and that has a ripple effect. We've certainly seen that in the ammo business, you know, everybody's running around trying to find 9mm and everything else, but there's a lot more to it than just ammo, Neil, and I think a lot of people maybe don't even know that Hornady features some of the most stellar safety products in the gun industry, gun storage. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have to offer. Is it pistol only, long gun, or both?
It's a little bit of everything, quite frankly. We have two brands that we kind of market these security products under. So we have Hornady Security, and then we also have another brand called SnapSafe, and SnapSafe is a Hornady-owned company. The difference between the two, the Hornady Security products typically are RFID-activated. So for those that don't know how RFID works, it's just like a lot of people have little cards or something like that that they use to enter a workspace or maybe even their house or something like that. So it's a radio frequency operated card, a little sticker that opens up these safes. So for quick access to things. So we have one really great product called the Night Guard. That's fantastic. It sits on your nightstand at home, on a counter, anywhere you want to put it, quite frankly. Operates with RFID, so you have quick, easy access to it. It does have some redundancy built in. There's a key that will open it as well, and there's also a keypad, a digital keypad, so you can open it any which way you like. But that RFID technology is super fast. A lot of people are familiar with the biometric entry methods. It's where you use your fingerprint or something like that. the downside of the biometric safes is that it's generally a little slower. Sometimes it doesn't read really well. And to get a biometric to work well, you have to spend a lot of money to get a good biometric system. So with the RFID technology, it's instant, quick access to your handguns, valuables, whatever you want to keep in there.
RFID definitely the way to go, and it is, like Neil said, versatile, just in case. You have to. It does have a keyed entry. And you can keep that you can keep your end of the RFID technology in a really handy place, like a bracelet or something.
Yeah, that's right. You can have it. We sell different, we call them fobs, right? So either a fob, you could call it a key, whatever you like to call it. But there's a sticker, so you can put a sticker onto your back of your phone, and your phone's always with you. Your phone's going to be probably by your bed at night, so you can use that RFID decal on the back of your phone to open it. There's also a little key fob that'll work that you can put on your keychain. There's a wristband tab that you can use as well, or you can put that on something else if you want to. But those will all those different access methods will work on this safe and then several others if you want to program them. So you could have several throughout your house and one key fob or a combination of key fobs or decals or what have you can open all those devices. We also have another great new product that we released for this year, which is the Rapid Ready Vault. Now, this is looks more like a safe and or a big security cabinet. Same technology, uses RFID technology. There's a standard size, and then there's also a compact. So the compact will hold a couple of guns, whereas the larger standard Ready Vault will hold, obviously, more. These things can go into your bedroom. They can go into your closet. They can go anywhere you want to put them. They're not quite the size of a giant full-size safe, but they offer you that security and peace of mind to keep unauthorized users from accessing your guns. If you're a parent, you know you don't want your kids in there handling any of your stuff. This is a great way to keep your firearm secure and safe from any unauthorized users. You can also bolt it to the ground. You can do all those things to prevent people from stealing the entire unit. But it also gives you that instant, quick access with that RFID technology. And it's using the very similar keypad, so you've got a coded entry as well as another key backup as well that you can utilize.
If you bought your first shotgun for home security purposes, this is the perfect storage remedy for that, quick access in case it's needed. But like you said, safe from the kids. They're not going to get into it. How many long guns can you store in that unit?
Oh, you know, I think, you know, we've got several in here just in our photographs. I mean, it depends. You know, do you have guns with large scopes, things like that? You know, you can fit five in there pretty easily. You know, bolt actions obviously stick out a little bit more to the sides. But if you had a bunch of shotguns, yeah, you could fit more than that in there, but easily five, maybe, you know, a few more. I have one. You know, I haven't tried to fill it full, quite frankly, but, you know, it's a lockable container. It's got X cubic feet in there, so an inventive person can find ways to store their guns in there, you know, as many as they want to. But you'll just have to take a look at it and see if you get one. There's definitely options for storing handguns, long guns, shotguns, ARs. Anything you want to put in there will work fine. There's a shelf. Comes again, you know, the key to it is obviously that rapid access. That's the selling feature because you can keep those guns in there, you can keep them secure, but you can also get to them really quickly. That's the biggest benefit.
Absolutely. You guys also talk to us just a little bit about your different accessories, security accessories that you sell, because I mean there's everything from a single shotgun storage to multi-handgun storage, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole slew of people that have concealed carry permits. Another key thing that we do offer is our Hornady Security vehicle safe. Now, that's the same deal. You're using it's a rapid technology. Again, you can use a key fob, code, key to get into it. You can put it on the driver's side of your car. There are, unfortunately, some places where you're prohibited from carrying your firearms, so this is a great way to keep it locked up in your vehicle, but it's still safe and secure. There's a security cable that locks this safe to the hardware of your seat in your car. So somebody can't, you know, break into your car and grab this thing and take off with your firearm or whatever it is that you choose to put in there. So it is locked up. It uses a air inflatable bladder that provides tension between the seat and the console to keep the device secure inside the vehicle and not rattling around. It's pretty universal. I mean, it fits in a lot of different places inside of a vehicle, but it's a great option for those times when you need to leave your handgun locked up in your car because you can't take it in somewhere. That bladder works a bit like a blood pressure cuff, if you will. So you just pump it up until you achieve the right amount of pressure to lock that plate that secures the vehicle safe in place. Now, as far as other accessories, yep, we have a complete and comprehensive lineup of lock boxes and keypad vaults.
And hold that thought until I come back from the coffee pot, Neil. I also want to talk to you about ammo. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by beautiful Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Beretta and Orvis endorse this place as one of the top upland bird hunting spots on planet Earth. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway, and the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, but you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
The first time that I gave my taxidermy work to Roy Holdridge at True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas, was way back in 1994. It was a very special little Texas Hill Country whitetail, just a spindly little management buck. But to this day, decades later, still one of the most cherished memories in my home, and it still looks as fresh as it did back then. My son was 10 years old, and this was his very first deer. There have been a lot of years and a lot of memories preserved since that time, and the common denominator in them all is Roy Holdridge and True Life Taxidermy. True Life is trusted by hunters and fishermen from around the world and is called upon to handle the artistry that brings that hunt or fishing trip back to life every time they admire True Life's work in their home, office, or hunt camp. True Life Taxidermy in Granbury, Texas. Give us your wild game processing order, too. We'll take care of it. TrueLifeTaxidermy.org.
You know, as bird hunters and bird dog owners, we've seen our wild bird hunting opportunities dwindle in recent years. And if you, like me, don't want to kennel your bird dog in the spring just to let him hibernate till fall, then you should take a long look at the world's largest field trial organization, the National Shoot to Retrieve Association, or NASTRA. This was the very idea of NASTRA's founding fathers back in the 1960s. They wanted to extend time in the field with the dogs that they loved. And it must have been a pretty good idea, because over the years, many thousands of men, women, teens, and families have enjoyed participating in NASTRA field trials. All pointing breeds are welcome, and there's no need to be intimidated. NASTRA sponsors over 1,000 field trials across the U.S. and Canada each year. It's at these trials where your dog can earn his NASTRA championship, qualify for entry into your regional championship, and NASTRA's 5 national championships. Take a look at our website, nstra.org, and consider visiting a local trial. We look forward to meeting you.
I want to urge you to plan what will be the trip of a lifetime to Argentina. Hunt doves or ducks with my friends at Cordoba Doves. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative, and he's right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Call him at 817-797-9020. Like me, you can plan your next trip of a lifetime with Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves.
We pick you up at the airport, and you're in our care, custody, and control. All meals, all drinks, all eats are included in the package.
Lane is a hunter himself, and when he describes that first morning that you'll witness in the field, it raises the hairs on the back of your neck.
The first morning, the fly-off of the roost in the morning is spectacular. Birds almost as far as you can see, and they fly like that all day until sunset.
Come on, let's go to Argentina. It's closer than you think. Visit CordobaDoves.com or give Lane a call, 817-797-9020.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
We the people, and our right to bear arms, and our right to free speech, gather here. This is Kinder Outdoors, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
There is a part of our American history that is so precious. We stand guard over it day and night. It's the right to enjoy the heritage of hunting, fishing, camping, safari, and the shooting sports. Come stand guard with us at DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to the Camp House here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, and hey, if you ever want to reach us, it's 1-877-820-2256, 1-877-820-BBKO, the website kinderoutdoors.com, Kinder spelled like kindergarten, K-I-N-D-E-R. I want to get back to Grand Island, Nebraska, the home of Hornady Ammunition now, and hey, we're going to talk about ammo in a minute, but we're talking about safe storage of our guns with Neil Davies from Hornady. Neil, welcome back. We have been talking about handgun storage, and now we're talking long gun storage, and you guys have some really unique stuff. Fill us in.
Then under our SnapSafe brand, we have a full line of large safes. Now, the difference between the SnapSafe and many other safes is these are modular safes. They ship to you direct to your door. You do put the safe together. These are as sturdy, as rugged as a standard welded safe, but you have the option, or pardon me, you have the ability to move that safe once you move your, you know, change residence, move it from your office to your house or vice versa. So they come in panels that you bolt together and, you know, fireproof rated, all the features that you would expect out of any safe, except for the fact that they're modular. So, you know, you want a safe upstairs. All right, this is easy to move. You want to move your safe, also easy to disassemble and move. You can lock it down to the floor. You can lock it to the wall. You can do all sorts of things with it, just like you would with any safe. When they come in several different sizes, you know, from small to large, we have a huge Super Titan double XL double door safe, which is a fantastic huge safe that'll store all sorts of things. But then again, we also have stuff like underbed safes. You know, that's a great place to store some valuables, firearms, what have you. You can keep them under your bed, keep them secure. Also comes with the cable as well. Another great product in the SnapSafe line is our vault doors. You can turn any cabinet, any room into a safe storage room. We have two separate sizes. So we've got 32-inch and 36-inch doors. On the 32s, we have an in-swing and an outswing. So you can pick which one works best for you. And the 36 is an in-swing
cool.
door. Yeah.
That is
fantastic.
And we can see all of these products online, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, SnapSafe.com for any of the SnapSafe products, and then Hornady.com or HornadySecurity.com for any of these Hornady Security products.
Neil, have you killed a gigantic deer this winter? Have you had time to get out and hunt? Or do you just make bullets 24 hours a day?
Yeah, there's – look, I'll tell you, we're – you know, one thing to tell everybody is that we are hot and heavy. We are making as much product as we possibly can. We are in a state of hyper demand right now. I think everybody understands that. There's a lot of people questioning what's going on and why they can't find ammo, bullets, components. The answer is pretty simple, quite frankly. You know, it's we all have to kind of look at ourselves right now and evaluate our own buying habits. People used to go to the store and buy a box or two whenever they needed it. And then right now what's happening is every time somebody sees any product available, they buy as much as they possibly can. So multiply that by all the gun owners in America. And it should be easy to understand that there's just a – we're in a state of hyper demand. Everybody kind of understood what happened with the toilet paper situation early on with COVID and how that became hard to find. You know, I won't be graphic, but people weren't going to the bathroom any more than they ever did, but they bought more toilet paper than they ever did. So right now, everybody is buying as much ammo as they possibly can, and us and those like us in the ammunition industry are working around the clock to try to meet that demand. You know, there's people put out, you know, there's lots of questions, you know, add a new facility, add more people, do this, do that. I hope that everybody can just trust us and believe us when we say that we're doing everything that we reasonably can to do everything possible to try to meet this demand. There's no conspiracy. Nobody is hoarding this ammo anywhere, but, you know, consumers are buying everything that they possibly can. And, you know, we don't have a spare ammo manufacturing facility, just like most people don't have a spare house in case the one they live in burns down. But that being said, we're certainly looking at adding more production capacity and capability with machinery, with people. And unfortunately, you can't, you know, you can put people onto many tasks, but, you know, running bullet presses, making ammo, there's a training period there. So there's just lots of things going on, but I can assure everybody out there that's listening to you, Billy, at Hornady, we are doing everything we possibly can to make and ship more ammo, promise you.
Absolutely. We know you are. And, hey, that's a good problem to have. That says that your quality control is right where everybody wants it to be. You build a superior product and always have. Neil, before we go, I'd like to ask if maybe you could shoot three cases of 9mm down to me real quick, if you have time today.
Sure. We'll put you ahead of the, you know, millions of other orders, Billy. It'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. I'll hold my breath. Neil Davies with Hornady, always great to talk to you, and we'll be checking you out. Tell us again online where we can see Hornady security products.
Yeah, just go to Hornady.com. You can find all of the Hornady security products there, or you can also go to SnapSafe.com, and you can look at all the rest of our branded security products.
Awesome, Neil. I don't know when I'll see you again in person with everything going virtual, but I'm sure it won't be too long. Be safe, my friend. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Joshua Creek Ranch. I shot a beautiful axis deer down at Joshua Creek Ranch week before last. You can shoot a booner on this place. It's a naturally occurring herd. This is a low-fence ranch with some of the most challenging and tasty critters on planet Earth, axis deer, to go along with that world-class bird hunt. Learn more about my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country when you come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. I had a real treat a couple of days ago. Robin and I went out to Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery and Event Center, Wild Game Processing, and we met the winner of our Deck the Blind with Bows and Arrows contest, Nick Rodriguez and his family. What a great guy. We hung out with him as he came to pick up his grand prize. Hey, Nick, we're inside your blind now. You can probably hear that on the radio, too. There's a little bit of an echo in here. You're going to have to put a little carpet down on the floor because I know those kids aren't going to be completely quiet.
Exactly, yeah. That's going to be a tough challenge to kind of keep them quiet during the deer season.
But you've got plenty of room for all of them. And I think, Nick, the thing that excited me most about you winning this, I know it is that you are going to be actively getting our next generation of hunters out in the field with you.
Definitely. I got a 10-year-old son, a 6-year-old daughter, and then a 1-year-old baby boy. So I'm definitely going to be getting them involved, and it's going to be exciting.
Yeah. Tell me about your deer season. Did you kill a nice deer?
I got one nice 8-point buck, and then I got two does, and then that's pretty much it for so far.
You're someone that's going to put this thing to use throughout the year. You're going to use it heavily. You might shoot pigs out of this in the off season.
Yes, sir. That and probably shoot some coyotes, too, and get them off my property.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. I noticed this thing has bow and rifle windows in it, this big 6x6 Dillon blind. You and I are full-grown men, and we've got plenty of room for others to join us in here. Nice and spacey. We're about to go down to the other end of the property here at Cinnamon Creek Ranch to the bow shop, and you're going on a $2,000 shopping spree. Any idea what you're going to grab?
I've been getting told that I need to look for the Matthews. That's a pretty good bow, so... For a beginner, you know, that's kind of what I might be seeking out getting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're going to have a blast with your new life bow hunting. It's going to bring a whole new level to your hunting that you've never had before. You're going to love it getting real up close and personal with those critters. And you've got a great blind to set up when you get back home out in West Texas. And, hey, we're just really proud for you. All of us at Cinnamon Creek Ranch, Dillon Manufacturing, and Kinder Outdoors. Congratulations, Nick.
Thank you, and like I said, I want to thank everyone for sponsoring it and putting it off, and my family and I are super blessed that we were able to be chosen for this.
What a great guy. Nick Rodriguez, congratulations from all of us at Cinnamon Creek Ranch, Dillon Manufacturing, and the whole camp house here at DSC's Kinder Outdoors.
We swapped Neighbor Jones some good cigars for an evening hunt in the honey hole. Come along with Kender Outdoors and the Dallas Safari Club.
DSC has provided many thousands of kids with the first steps of a lifetime to enjoyment in the shooting sports, hunting, and fishing. DSC's 100 Expo in February will help to ensure that future generations will too. BigGame.org.
I'm looking forward to something a little different this year, Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo. I'll be sitting in my recliner, bidding on my phone, those nightly auctions. It's going to be fun. I hope you'll join us. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. We've got all the links that you need there. We're talking about guns on the show today and safe gun storage. There's a big influx of new gun owners in America these days. Over 8 million brand new gun owners last year. I'm talking about first-time gun owners. Neil Davies from Hornady joined us last hour talking about safe storage. We also heard from the NRA and why a membership makes a lot of sense, and especially now as they restructure. Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation is coming up later this hour, and Kyle Baggett visited with me back in December, and we're going to replay that conversation a little later on, too. U.S. Law Shield, very important information for you and me, the gun owner, coming up later this hour. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula for your hard-working dog or bird dog. 30% protein, 20% fat, exactly what they need to fuel up and go get them again tomorrow. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. The National Shooting Sports Foundation has some great guidelines for firearm owners, understanding that with that great Second Amendment right comes the responsibility to safely handle and store firearms. Here are some thoughts. Give your purchase careful consideration. Thinking about buying a gun? Talk to family members about your reasons for purchasing. Talk to a firearm retailer, too, about choosing the right firearm for your budget and for your intended use. And for sure, learn about the gun laws in your city and state. Point two, safely handle and store your firearms. Know the basic rules of gun safety. Understand safe storage options available to you. And talk to your kids about gun safety. This is not something taboo that you'd hide from them till they were adults, no different than a fishing pole or a wrench or any other tool. Explain guns and safe handling with the kids. Thousands of hours of enjoyment on the range for you and the entire family await. If you're keeping a gun for home protection, point three, a lockbox is a good choice. One that provides ready access to you but prevents access by children and others. You heard Neil Davies with Hornady talking about some of those before the break. If you missed that or would like to review, visit me at kinderoutdoors.com and check out the podcast. Point number four, improve your skills. Take a course with a certified instructor. Understand how your gun works. Practice to improve safe handling and marksmanship skills. And point number five, don't be a stranger to your gun. Enjoy the shooting sports. Target shooting is a fun social activity. Join a shooting league or an organization. Hunting might be up your alley. And there are lots of folks willing to teach you. For a lot of people completing their turkey slam, that is taking a bird from each of the four U.S. subspecies, Osceola, Rio, Merriam's, and Gould's, the Gould is the toughest. If that's you, this raffle's right up your alley in the state of New Mexico. One authorization to hunt Gould's turkeys will be raffled by the New Mexico Game and Fish Department with the assistance of the New Mexico National Wild Turkey Federation. The winner will receive a permit to hunt one Gould's gobbler as well as a spring turkey license with two tags for open units. Want in on this raffle? KinderOutdoors.com. Look for the 2021 Gould's Turkey Raffle and make your purchase before March 13th. They're going to miss old Shody up in Minnesota. Shody, a German Shepherd, has diligently served the Department of Natural Resources K-9 unit in Minnesota for the past decade. He retired at the end of 2020 and was one of the best. Enjoy your retirement, Shody. I got this story from the Dear Nerds. This girl in Iowa named Brooklyn Rude was told by her family that no girls were allowed in deer camp. So she went out and found her own place to hunt. Her boyfriend mentioned that he'd like to learn how to deer hunt. She said, I do too. And after a little searching, they found a small tract of land, a pasture with bean fields and strips of timber. It already had an elevated blind on it where they could sit on opening day. And that's where she was sitting when she made the shot. Her buck had 28 scoreable points, a 23-inch inside spread, and a green score of 215 inches. Her picture is at kinderoutdoors.com. If you own a dog, you owe it to them to stop by your friendly neighborhood Atwoods Ranch and Home Store and check out the ProPlan formula specifically built for your dog. Even if they have special conditions, no matter the age or the lifestyle, there's a pro plan for your dog specifically, and it's at Atwoods. Ever heard of the Second Amendment Foundation? You need to. Dave Workman joins us from the Second Amendment Foundation when we come back from the coffee pot.
Hi, this is Clay Connor with Ducks Unlimited, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
It is with heavy hearts that Dallas Safari Club is making a move from live and in person to online for the 2021 DSC Convention and Sporting Expo. In keeping with the rules implemented by the City of Dallas, we will miss out on shaking hands and hugging necks, eye-to-eye agreements, and hand-in-the-air auctions. With that said, I will tell you that DSC didn't undertake the important work of conservation, hunter advocacy, and education as a fair-weather project. We worked through tough times, negative attacks, political shift, and pandemic. DSC will host Reflections, the DSC Convention and Sporting Expo in 2021. I humbly ask you to please join us online in the days leading up to and throughout DSC's Reflections, February 11th through the 14th. The finest sporting auctions to be found will go as scheduled. The very best opportunities, art, and exhibitors worldwide will still be available to you. Let's use this online event to usher out a tough period and make it the first step into a wonderful future. BigGame.org.
It's really exciting to see right now. One thing that's great about archery is anybody can do it. Men, women, or children, everybody can do this. Our lessons right now are fantastic. We see entire family groups come in, have a great time, and they're finding out that this is something that is a great pastime, great sport, and everybody can be successful in.
Americans are learning what a huge benefit it is to learn to hunt, learn to fish, learn to put safe and wholesome food on our tables. Cinnamon Creek Archery in Roanoke, Texas, has taught many thousands of families about the great sport of archery. People who thought they could just never do that now enjoy the range and harvesting their own wild game.
You can't just sell somebody a bow and say, hey, good luck. You need to be able to take them aside, teach them the fundamentals, teach them how to shoot correctly so that they can be as successful as possible and really enjoy our sport.
Visit CinnamonCreekRanch.com and discover the great knowledge and satisfaction that so many other families have found in archery.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout
and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
The Dallas Safari Club and Kender Outdoors are made in the USA, built by freedom-loving, hard-working, constitution-defending hunters, fishers, and shooters. If that's you, come on in the camp house. If not, you made a wrong turn somewhere.
DSC is at the forefront of support for true science-based conservation that makes life better for wild places, wild things, and future generations. Learn more about us at biggame.org.
Hey, I'd like to introduce you to the good work of the Second Amendment Foundation to help us get acquainted. Here is Dave Workman. Welcome, Dave. Thank you for joining us.
Well, you're certainly welcome. It's been an interesting month so far.
Has it ever? Wow. The Second Amendment Foundation, I like the sound of that. Explain to folks that have never heard of you how long you've been around and what is the Second Amendment Foundation?
Well, it surprises me constantly how people who have been reading my stuff for a couple of decades anyway, and even longer, and who have watched the battle over gun rights, have not heard of the Second Amendment Foundation. It's been around for more than 40 years. It was founded by a guy named Alan Gottlieb, who is now its executive vice president. SAF has been a leader over the last 10 years in firearms rights litigation. And in fact, the famous McDonald ruling of June 2010 by the Supreme Court, McDonald v. City of Chicago, that was the Second Amendment Foundation's case. A lot of people, for reasons I can't fathom, think that that was an NRA case, and it wasn't. The NRA had a kind of a companion case that was argued at the same time, but McDonald was the SAF case.
You fight for our rights day by day. How?
Well, the Second Amendment Foundation focuses on two things. It doesn't get involved in politics because it can't. But what it does do, and rather effectively, is education and litigation. The foundation has been a real leader in educating the public about their rights under the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. And as kind of a fallout or a ripple effect from that, you know, their rights under state constitutions. I think there's 40 or 41 states that have specific constitutional right to bear arms provisions in their state constitutions. And it's always been considered an individual right to keep and bear arms. You can take carry a firearm, you know, in spite of what the anti-gunners have tried to convince people, that the Second Amendment applies only to a state's right to organize a militia, which I think that's patently insane to argue that, but the individual right as affirmed by two Supreme Court cases, McDonald and then the Heller ruling in 2008 and then McDonald in 2010, the Second Amendment does protect an individual right to keep and bear arms. So the Second Amendment Foundation does that, and when they run into laws that egregiously violate the Second Amendment, why, they round up an attorney or two and a whole bunch of plaintiffs, and they sue somebody. They've been doing pretty well at that for the last 10 years.
Yeah, it seems like we can't even remember when the majority of the folks we send to Washington, D.C. actually watched out for our good and our Constitution. It's just been a playground brawl for decades now, and now we have new government coming in, a whole new slate of people, very vocal anti-gun. Does that change the day-to-day at the Second Amendment Foundation?
Well, I think it certainly will, just not too far over the horizon. I think Joe Biden has made it pretty clear that beginning really on day one, he's going to go after some gun control measures that he has posted online for almost a year now. People can Google that up and just, you know, Joe Biden's plan to stop gun violence. And you can read exactly what he is advocating, which is bans on private firearms, meaning essentially he wants to ban the future sale and manufacture of so-called assault rifles, which, you know, they're not really, they're semi-automatic rifles. They just typically are black, and they look like military guns, but they're not really military firearms at all. And I think also it would probably be a good idea for gun owners to pay attention to what's going to happen in their state legislatures, because this is really all coming to a head right now, I think. You know, it's like the perfect storm of idiocy, for lack of a better term, that all the gun control people think just because Biden has been elected president, they got a green light to go after Second Amendment rights. And back when I was in college at journalism school, we were talking about a First Amendment, and one of the instructors said this weird thing to me in a conversation after class. He said, you know, Workman, I want you to remember something. Government's not in the business of protecting your rights. Government's business is to erode your rights any way they can. And, you know, I've thought about that over and over again over the past 40 or 50 years. You know, that guy was right.
He was.
Yeah. Government, their mission, you know, I guess, is to infringe or erode whatever rights they possibly can, because government likes to control people, whereas the courts in many cases will put a halt to that. And, you know, the one thing that I think a lot of people may not appreciate now, and they may appreciate a little later on, is that Donald Trump, during his presidency, filled more than 200, I think it's almost 300, federal courts vacancies with conservative slash pro Bill of Rights, pro gun conservative judges, and three Supreme Court justices, which just annoys the left. It's like a burr under your saddle, you know. It just makes them crazy. So at some point, I think some of the cases that the Second Amendment Foundation is pushing right now may wind up before this Supreme Court, which now has a conservative majority. And, you know, I think they're going to be more inclined to hear Second Amendment cases, because we really haven't had another Second Amendment ruling in the 10-plus years since the McDonald ruling came down in 2010. So that's something I think that people need to be cognizant of, and remember it's only 2 years until we have midterm elections, and that's going to be the opportunity to make sure that Congress becomes more pro-gun, and the only way to do that is to turn out and vote.
This corner of the Camp House brought to you by the world's greatest dog fuel, Purina Pro Plan. Pick it up at Atwoods. Hey, let's make a trip to the coffee pot, then more from Dave Workman a little later. Kyle Baggett's going to join us, too, from U.S. Law Shield.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Imagine a change in Hollywood's message. Imagine a big screen version of your life, telling your story as a God-fearing, red-blooded hunter. Manifesting your God-given right and skill to gather groceries in the woods and pray over them on the dinner table. Lots of folks seem to think this film is a great idea.
This is Michael Waddell.
I'm Tachi Hayes.
Hey, this is your blood brother, Ted Nugent.
And want to partner with you to build the first ever hunter-funded, God-glorifying movie centered around our hope, our heritage, our harvest. What this world needs is a hunter. You make this world a better place. Come on, theharvestmovie.com. Here's a great alternative to corporate team building, client entertainment, and employee appreciation. Northern Sky Outfitters near Jacksboro, Texas. Just a little over an hour from DFW Airport, Northern Sky offers up a beautiful ranch at the top of the Texas Hill Country, teeming with wildlife. You'll find a welcoming camp at Northern Sky, too, with comfortable lodging to suit the individual or the whole group. I've hunted with Keith and Barbara Weems at Northern Sky Outfitters a couple of times now, and I'm looking forward to my next trip. Northern Sky Outfitters caters to both the rifle and bow hunter for hogs, whitetail, and exotic wildlife, axis deer, and black buck hunts. With a mild winter and great rainfall over the past year, Northern Sky Outfitters has the kind of quality wildlife that you just won't find on very many ranches. If you're looking for a hunt that's close to the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex with great amenities and abundant quality wildlife, Northern Sky Outfitters deserves a good look. Do that now at NorthernSkyOutfitters.com. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Have to have four-wheel drive to get to this camp house. The helicopter will do the trick. This is Kinder Outdoors, driven by the Dallas Safari Club.
More and more Americans want to know how to harvest wild game and fish for the family table. DSC is a tremendous starting spot for that wonderful journey. Come see us at biggame.org.
Hey, I want to give you a little heads up. If you book with Joshua Creek Ranch to hunt axis deer or upland bird hunt with them every year, and you always book with them at the Dallas Safari Club show, they're going to be there February 11, 12, 13, 14, virtually at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo online. And yes, they will have the same show special rates that they've had before. Don't miss it. More details coming next week, okay? It's a great time to book your trip to Joshua Creek Ranch. Back in December, I invited Kyle Badgett with U.S. Law Shield to join me on air. If you're a gun owner, new, or been a gun owner for a long, long time, in this day and age, and you're not covered by U.S. Law Shield, boy, I highly, highly recommend it. Let's learn more about what they do.
Tell us, in a nutshell, what is Texas and U.S. Law Shield?
Well, in a nutshell, we are the nation's oldest and largest legal defense for self-defense program. So what does that mean exactly? So, you know, if you were to have a firearm or any legal weapon and you were to exercise your right to defend yourself, defend your family, or in the right circumstances, defend a third person, you have to ask yourself, who's going to defend you? Well, that's us. From a legal standpoint, it's U.S. Law Shield. You know, it's for us, it's a real easy concept. We know what the law says and we know what your rights are. And since we operate in states all over the country, each state has different variations on what that is. So in each state where we operate, our program, we have attorneys who live and work in those communities to represent the people from their communities. So they'll get to know their attorneys on a first name basis. They will know who they're talking to when they have to have an emergency situation, when they make that emergency call, and how that emergency call works. For anybody who's a member of our program, they are given a member ID card. And on the back of that member ID card is an emergency phone number that is attorney answered 24/7, 365. Immediate access to your attorney is the foundation on which this entire program was built. When you need a little help, you want to talk to the only people that can help you, not an answering machine or a call center somewhere. So you get to talk to your attorney. And what that attorney is going to do for you, if you have a situation that involves your firearm or legal weapon, you know, we're going to represent our members through any and all criminal charges, civil lawsuits, appeals, retrials, you know, whatever it is from the beginning to the end at no cost to our member ever. For attorney's fees, you know, they to be a member of our program is only $10.95 a month. And people say, well, what does that $10.95 cover? How can you cover me for $10.95? Well, you know, we've got well over 650,000 members all paying $10.95 to be a member. So our members have practically unlimited resources at our disposal to take care of our members. There's other things that go with that. As a legal defense program, there's no caps. There are no limits. There are no deductibles. There's no reimbursements. There's none of the things that are traditionally associated with something like that. So, you know, it's a great program. You know, we've taken care of thousands of folks over the years, every kind of case that you can imagine. One of the biggest things that the company likes to focus on is education and training. And so in the states where we operate, we do a lot of workshops. We do a lot of seminars, conferences, different types of training, gunshot wound care for our members. You know, I guess what I'm trying to say is we think that a well-educated, well-informed gun owner is a much safer gun owner. Yeah, you have the right to defend yourself, but in what context are you viewed from the legal system? And the legal system is where the members get hung up.
My fault, your fault, nobody's fault. If that gun goes off in a situation, or even if you have to present your pistol or whatever in a bad situation, you're going to need an attorney. And these guys give me that peace of mind. And you can get national coverage. You can get coverage just for your state. That's how I started with coverage in the state of Texas. And then I, you know, I travel a lot in my work, and that always involves guns, or most of the time, because I hunt, I shoot. And so I went back and picked up national coverage with U.S. Law Shield. So it's tailor-made to whatever your lifestyle and deal is.
Sure. So to better explain that, a better term for it other than national coverage would be multi-state coverage. And so that is something that we offer to our members when they sign up, become a member of the program. For just an additional $2.95, we will represent them in all 50 states, including the state of Puerto Rico. So if you've got, you know, you travel for vacation, if you're snowbirds and you're back and forth, you know, whatever it be, you know, we've got you covered in all 50 states. In addition to that, we have the gun owner ID, which is the gun owner identification protection part that we offer. You know, if you have guns stolen and used in a crime around the corner, or if your guns are stolen and turn up at a pawn shop in Illinois, there's just a lot of legal paperwork and things that are associated with that type of a situation. We'll assist our members with that. We also offer bail bonds and expert witness. The bail bonds, you know, it's $2.95 a month. You know, if you've got the bail bonds, which is something I always recommend to folks, if you have a situation and you dial that emergency number, now that's great. You've got somebody to represent you, but how are you going to get home? And a lot of people just don't have the financial resources to post bond. So with that add-on, when you dial that emergency number, not only are we going to represent you, but we're coming to get you out of jail too. And like I tell folks, you belong at home with your family, not hooked to some bench downtown. So, you know, it's a great addition. We have something for hunters. You said you like to hunt and fish. We offer a program called Hunter Shield. Essentially what that is we'll represent our members on any violations. Say, let's say you're in Arizona. We'll represent our members on the any violations of the Arizona Game and Fish Act, Idaho, Montana, wherever it is that you live. Now, if you have the multi-state coverage as part of your membership and you have Hunter Shield, then we will represent your hunting and fishing issues in every state as well. So, you know, those two can kind of go hand in hand. They're a tremendous option, especially this time of year. People are doing a lot of hunting and stuff, so it's always something good to look at.
Hey, I have tremendous peace of mind for less than $200 a year. That's a no-brainer to me. And if you have, if you're a new gun owner, or you have a new gun owner in your family, you got to. They need to find that U.S. Law Shield card, membership card in their stocking. Where can we go online and learn more, Kyle?
I don't know too many folks that cannot afford $10.95 a month. The real question is can they afford not to have it? And so, if they want it and they're interested, they can reach out to us at uslawshield.com. They can find events, workshops, and seminars around the country at gunlawseminar.com. And, of course, they're always, you know, free. If they're your listeners, reach out to you. They can reach out to us at any time. We will be glad to assist them any way we can. We would love to hear from them.
Kyle, Merry Christmas to you. We really, really, really appreciate you guys and what you do.
Hey, you're so welcome. And we'll look to talk to you soon. Thanks for having us on today.
Hey, thanks, Kyle. I highly recommend that you look into this coverage. It's very affordable. It's a no-brainer. If you conceal carry,
U.S. Law Shield. We'll have more info for you at KinderOutdoors.com. As COVID rages on around the globe, my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch are still working diligently day by day to make sure that you come well, stay well, and leave well. As a matter of fact, they've relaxed their cancellation policy because of COVID. You can book your trip now to Joshua Creek Ranch with peace of mind that if someone in your group gets sick and you have to cancel last minute, they're going to work with you. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch at KinderOutdoors.com.
This is Olympic gold medalist Kim Rohde. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
Whether you're new to firearms or an experienced, skilled shooter, the knowledgeable, friendly staff at Marksman Firearms and Outfitters is there to help. Marksman Firearms features an extensive selection of firearms, accessories, and specialty items. Military and first responders get a 10% discount, and they offer a 90-day layaway, same as cash. Buy, sell, or trade at any of their Texas stores, Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, and Wichita Falls. For more info, visit MarksmanFirearms.com. Make your mark at Marksman. Buffalo Wool, hats, socks, and gloves will keep you warm and comfortable on even the most uncomfortable days. It's called Buffalo Wool because the very special fibers used in Buffalo Wool products are harvested from beneath the big shaggy guard hairs on the bison. These special fibers are how the buffalo manages a Wyoming blizzard or a North Dakota ice storm with no trouble at all. Ron Miskin owns the Buffalo Wool Company and loves the customer feedback.
Well, I was really surprised when I got pictures back. He went and did a 330-mile snowmobile trek up in Alaska, negative 30s, chasing muskox. He said second day he quit wearing his choppers, just wearing our gloves and hat.
The buffalo fiber you make your products from, actually warmer than wool.
Oh, yeah, much warmer than wool, a lot more durable. So these are meant to be used and used hard. We warranty them for life. You wear them out, we'll replace them.
The BuffaloWoolCo.com.
Winter at the lake is a special time. The still, quiet solace of the woods and water at Grapevine Lake offers a perfect opportunity to slow the season down a bit. Tucked away behind a secure, gated entry and right on the still shoreline of the lake is the Vineyards Campground and Cabins, the perfect place to enjoy a warm campfire with family and friends during the special winter months. Full hookups, lightning-fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every campsite and cabin. The Vineyards' full hookup campsites and fully furnished cabins are the perfect place to kick off the new year and enjoy the winter months. You'll feel like you're in a distant winter wonderland, but just a few blocks outside the Vineyards' gate is historic downtown Grapevine. Cozy cabins, pull-through full hookup sites, and a camp store stocked with all you'll need, including firewood. Come see us this winter. VineyardsCampground.com.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The duck lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per D's in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
Hunters and fishermen gather here every week. Boy, we need another freezer. This camp house is Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
At DSC, we welcome the millions of new gun owners across America, and we welcome you to join us in defense of your precious right to protect your family and property. Join us at biggame.org.
A lot of brand new gun owners in the United States these days, and I anticipate many, many more this month and throughout 2021. Dave Workman is with the Second Amendment Foundation. They do really important work for gun owners, patriots, constitutionalists. Hey, Dave, thank you so much for holding on, and welcome back. Let's talk about a membership with the Second Amendment Foundation. I send you my money because you are a foundation. You rely on donations and memberships. What do we get in return for our membership?
Well, first and foremost, you get to belong to an organization that is out there every day on the front lines fighting to defend your Second Amendment rights. And, you know, that's no small potato. We don't lobby, because that's something that the Second Amendment Foundation cannot do since we're a 501c3. But we can educate the public about firearms legislation, you know, what's in it, who supports it, who opposes it.
We live in an age now where social media liberals are attacking online, attacking websites, social media, dumping people off social media, becoming the judge and jury for people themselves. I would think that you guys are constantly getting attacked by somebody in some way.
Well, you know, you really hit the nail on the head there. We, meaning the Second Amendment Foundation, this week started an advertising blitz on, I think there's 10 networks that Alan Gottlieb has been running a one-minute advertisement on. I saw it a couple of nights ago on Fox News about, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to come and figure out a way to violate the Second Amendment. And some of the email reactions that Alan Gottlieb got that he told me about yesterday are, you know, I can't repeat them on the air. But he sat in my office and read these things to me, and I had to just really shake my head, because we're talking about people who try to portray themselves as rational and responsible, and I've heard softer language from drunks. And so
Oh goodness.
Yeah, we're not very well liked by people who want to control firearms. I'll just make that clear.
I'm sure. How about with the 8.5 million brand new first time gun owners in America? Have you seen a rise in memberships along with the rise in new gun owners?
Well, of course, I don't talk to people who keep track of the membership unless I'm interested in getting a story here. And there has been an increase in membership, not just with the Second Amendment Foundation, with our sister organization, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. And I believe, based on some anecdotal information, that the NRA has seen a jump in membership, and I think that is involved primarily because Joe Biden has been elected president, and also because of the dangerous and violent protests that unfolded throughout the summer last year against a backdrop of cities around the country wanting to defund police departments. You know, that's another one of these perfect storms, but this is I would call that a perfect storm of fear. The public at times may indicate that it wants tougher gun laws, but when they're faced with a real life situation, it turns out that people just always fall back on that good old Second Amendment. When I got the data from the National Shooting Sports Foundation, maybe two, three weeks ago, about the number of new gun owners that they were certain of in 2020, it was kind of an eye-popper because, you know, we're talking about 7.5 to 8 million, maybe 8.5 million brand-new first-time gun owners. And we're talking about people who never before owned a gun, hadn't fired a gun, certainly didn't want a gun in their home. And yet when they were faced with the very real potential of trying to call 911 and either getting a busy signal or I'm sorry, we're not in service at this time, they rushed to the gun stores. And the funny, well, it's not funny, I guess, but the more interesting fallout from that, it's kind of a collateral thing that a lot of gun owners have been talking about on the Internet. There's an ammunition shortage out there. Nobody seems to have stopped and figured this one out, that with 8.5 million brand-new gun owners, those people all also bought ammunition. And we're talking about a lot of ammunition that brand-new gun owners bought so that they could go learn to shoot, maybe take a gun safety course or a firearms and self-defense course from one of the many instructors around the country. That will empty the shelf of a sporting goods store pretty darn quick. So add to that the rush to the gun shops to buy more ammunition by people who saw Joe Biden win an election, by people who saw their cities on fire. You know, there just aren't enough cartridges to go around. So, yeah, sure, there's an ammunition shortage. And I just wrote a column here. I think it'll be posted probably tomorrow for American Handgunner and Guns Magazine, where my byline also appears. And it simply talks about why I got into ammunition reloading many, many years ago. I don't have to worry about an ammunition shortage because I reload my own. And I keep enough components around and to pick up used brass, clean it all up, and reload it. Then I've got brand new ammunition.
There you go.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just cracked the code there, didn't I?
Yes, you did. You just sold a lot of reloading equipment just now. Dave, listen, appreciate the good work that you guys do at the Second Amendment Foundation, and hope folks will take a closer look. We're going to put a link up at kinderoutdoors.com so some folks can come see you and hopefully join the effort.
Well, it's certainly been nice to chat with you this morning. And, you know, frankly, this is a thing where more and more people are going to get involved, I think, because of what it looks like on the horizon. We're going to be facing an onslaught of gun controls. You know, people who just bought a gun, they're going to want to keep that firearm. They don't want somebody coming around and saying, well, no, you can't have that. So, you know, I think we're on the edge of something that could turn out to be pretty big.
Yep, I think you're right. Hey, thanks again for your time, Dave, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You betcha.
Dave Workman with the Second Amendment Foundation. I want to thank my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch for bringing us this corner of the camp house. They've relaxed their cancellation policy because of COVID. Book your hunt with peace of mind. Go 5-star. Joshua Creek Ranch. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together in this camp house today. And, hey, I want to invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.